So, we have Diz. He's not a member of anything, really, and he's just kind of hanging out places. Anyway, are you even aware that you're insane?
Now, you see, there's a lot of bad syntax with that question, because if I knew I was insane, I could do something about it. But if I don't know and I'm insane, I'm clearly insane then, aren't I? So, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'll talk to whoever wrote the question. So, what's the deal with Mickey?
Look, I'm not going to ask anyone to understand what happens between a man and a mouse when the, you know, in a trench together during the Korean War, or maybe it was Vietnam, or maybe it was, you know, while we were playing Atari together, but, I don't have to explain myself here. Things just happen, and, you know, I wish I could go back and change things, but I can't. So there.
Alright then. What's the deal with Replicate?
What's the deal with him? Well, you would better be asking that cold person who, you know, reads books and does experiments and such. Because that's his fault. That's the whole thing with Replicate, that's his fault, not mine, you know. I'm just a victim of this as much as Replicate is. Because he made him or something. He made him that way, and, you know, it's just not fair. It's not fair that I have to be emotionally toyed with this way. I'm sorry.
Yes, well, yes. Do you think you'll ever move out of the crawl space and get a place of your own?
No. Because, you see, the crawl space is mine now. I've been squatting in it for 60 days, at least now, so I believe that, according to some law somewhere, that this space has now become my rightful property. And, you know, all my stuff's in it, and, you know, how tricky it is trying to fit a wardrobe into I don't want to get into the math part of this, but it's not easy fitting a 4-foot-wide object into a space that's only 2 feet wide without some sort of breaking of physics equations and whatnot. So no, it's too much trouble. And I like it there, because it's cozy.
Well then, thank you for your time.